You're listening to The Whole Truth, a Resources Rising Stars podcast.
Uranium is hot. Some would say white hot. In fact, probably better described as being yellow hot. One of the issues with uranium on the ASX is there are very few companies to choose from. And if you have a passion for Australian-based projects, that restricts your choice somewhat severely. DevEx has some prize ground in the Northern Territory. It has a history of high-grade uranium production in a region known as the Alligator River Uranium Province. DevEx is chaired by Tim Goyder, who knows one or two things about making big discoveries in the resources sector. The company has a $120 million market cap, so it's highly leveraged exploration success. This is not Greenfields exploration. They already have numerous high-grade intersections from previous drilling campaigns, and they're now looking for extensions of that known mineralisation to establish scale and grade in one of the great high-grade uranium provinces of the world. It's raining in the Northern Territory now, but in the next 4 or 5 weeks, that's expected to go away and drilling will get underway. Brendan Bradley, the Managing Director, has joined me for this great episode of the Whole Truth podcast. He did this recording just before he's about to go over to the Resources Rising Stars conference in Adelaide, where he will be telling the story far and wide to about 300 investors over there. With the drill rigs about to start turning uranium hot, and DevEx already having some great intersections, if uranium's your thing, this is well worth a listen. Brendan, uranium's hot, widely tipped to get even hotter, and DevEx is immersed in one of the great exploration hotspots for uranium in the world. Investors would listen to this and look at what you've done and say, you've got the potential to make them a fortune here. When's it going to happen?
Oh, we always hope that the next drill hole is when it's going to happen, Paul. So, you know, we're pretty enthusiastic about our exploration activities and what we've got planned for this year. We are going back up there and we're ready to drill and follow up on the results from last year, in which we've had some spectacular results. And now we're really getting out there with the we're planning to have two rigs up there in May and start doing that. So when it's going to happen, we're certainly hoping that the first drill hole is when it's going to happen, but it's all about exploration and getting the drill rig out there and getting the meters in the ground.
So DevEx has a whopping lump of land in, I suppose, what's loosely referred to as the Alligator River Uranium Province. It's the best analogy, I suppose, for investors is that this area, this region in a uranium context is often likened to the great Athabasca Basin. The Athabasca Basin, try and say that after a couple of beers. The Athabasca Basin of Canada, which is synonymous with very high grade and in some cases a lot of value creating exploration success for shareholders. In Australia, we often look at the areas around Olympic Dam and the like in South Australia, but that's bulk, lower-grade uranium mineralisation, isn't it? You're after the very rich, high-grade stuff like they have in Canada.
Yeah, that's right, Paul. We're looking for the monsters, and there are monsters already up there within the Alligator Rivers Uranium Province, or broadly speaking, what we call the Lower MacArthur Basin. There's a lot of direct synergies with the Athabasca Basin, as you mentioned. There's a lot of big deposits and big discoveries coming out of the Athabasca Basin because exploration...
You can't say it either.
Sometimes. I need to put my tongue out when I say the word Athabasca. So what we're looking at is there are already big deposits up there. We know where we are. We're exploring in a very well endowed terrain and we're getting on with the job. The synergies with the Athabasca Basin is direct, and you just don't get those style basins outside of those two areas. That's the opportunity.
So within the Alligator River Uranium Province, you have, as I said, a vast lump of land. You've already generated some very good results. Investors would look at these and say, hey, some of these grades are right up there, but you would have a lot of smoke perhaps, but not the cigar.
Oh, look, we are with some of the last results that we got last year where we were drilling at some of our prospects, specifically U40 and also north of the old Narblek uranium mine. Those results stand out and they are very unique, high-grade hits and at depths that give us a sense that the scale is wide open. So that's naturally where we want those drill rigs to go first. Those intercepts, we want to follow up and see how great and how consistent we can define uranium around those intercepts.
Now, it's raining up there a fair bit at the moment. What's your plans? What's the timetable? When do you expect to get some holes in the ground?
Look, normally with this wet season, we're seeing and we're planning for the drill rigs to get out there in early May. We're hoping it's going to dry out by then, and that's the plan. We've got two rigs ready to go. We've talked to the drillers. We've got them lined up, and the plan is to be out there in May and start drilling at where our best targets are.
And it's not greenfields exploration. I mean, there's a very long production history around Narrabeen and around your ground, isn't there?
Oh, no, it's definitely brownfields. What we're doing and where we're exploring is naturally within, you know, what explorers like to call the shadow of the headframe. This is an open pit, and what we're doing is exploring around that uranium system. We're getting uranium intercepts, multiple prospects, and we're pursuing those intercepts. So brownfields, it's an advanced project. We've got a major airstrip out there right next to the old Narrabeen uranium mine. There's well-established tracks, there's well-established drill holes that we're following up on. This is not conceptual. This is, here's some uranium hits. What are we going to do next? Well, of course, we're going to drill next to it, and we're going to look to expand it.
And some of the ground is actually covered by a mining license. Is that correct?
Yeah, the old Narrabeen uranium mine, that was discovered in the 60s and mined in the early 1980s. It was a very quick mine, but the mining lease that's in there is still there. That's a great opportunity for us to take advantage of as we drill and as we hopefully discover something significant. That mining lease is sitting there ready to go.
And so when this drilling program gets underway, Brendan, you're going to target, as you say, areas around high-grade mineralization. How much do you need, given the grades of this? You're not looking for you don't need a whopping discovery, do you, particularly given the current price and the outlook for the price?
Yeah, I mean, it always comes down to size and grade for what you need to actually make something material to bring an operation into existence. Narrabeen itself, where we're exploring around, Narrabeen was a 24 million pound was mined for 24 million pounds at a grade of just shy of 2%. We're looking for that style of mineralization. What we're really looking for is the monsters that are nearby, like the Jabalukas to the southwest. You know, it's 20 kilometres, 25 kilometres to the southwest. We're looking in the same rocks and same environment, and we're looking for monsters. We'll take the Narrabeen, but we're really excited about the opportunity to find a Jabaluka-sized deposit, you know, 300 million pounds at a grade of 0.5%. We're on the hunt.
The outlook for uranium, as we said, is very strong. I mean, it's the widely held consensus that the price is going up, you know, both rising demand, supply restrictions. There's not many places really in the Western world and so-called Tier 1 locations that you could hope to find an economic uranium deposit, let alone one of these sorts of grades.
Yeah, I think it's like all commodities, you know, grade is king. And what moves operations into existence is not just size, but it's that grade. And so where we are is naturally a high-grade uranium province. And similar to the Athabasca Basin, it's able to, operations are able to get up and running if you've got the grade and obviously the pounds to support it. And going after low grade, there's opportunities in that nonetheless, but we're on the hunt for high grade because it floats the boat.
Tell us about what you've already got, though. I mean, you've some of these results, as we said, are high grade. Are you really trying to extend what you've got, or are you going into new areas to start again?
No, we are really looking at extending what we've got and what was previously defined. We've got a list of targets that we're working our way through. Last year, we went at an old prospect, which was that U40 prospect that had been discovered actually before Fukushima. People were excited about it. They had other hits all around the region around Narrabeen, but that one really drew our interest as being a priority area to go drill. We looked at it. We felt that it was underdone. It was clearly underdone based on the results now that we're showing. And we've taken it from being a little pinprick uranium discovery back in 2010. The downturn saw no work done on it. We went out there in the last 6 months and we've defined it now over 500 metres. And at significant depth, where we're getting significant intercepts at depth. We've just got to keep following our nose with where the uranium intercepts. All of those other intercepts that are out there that we're pursuing, we've got to work our way towards them, but we're naturally looking for the best opportunity to make discovery the fastest way possible.
Is technology on your side? I mean, it's been quite some time since there was a major discovery up there. You know, obviously things have come a long way, particularly finding deposits below cover. Is technology going to help you here and maybe unearth some things that have been previously overlooked?
Yeah, look, there are things that we are now applying that have never been applied in the 45 years of history since the discovery of Nabalek. Last year, we went out there and we did gravity around the mining lease, and we're now seeing these structures, and that's stealing our exploration judgment about where we're going next as far as around the mine site. So we're seeing a lot of identification opportunities just with that one bit of technology. There's other technologies that we're planning to bring to bear on this project this year. We like the fact that there's no silver bullets, but when you start to get a weight of evidence of technology, that creates good tool targets. And you only have to look at the results of what we did north of Nabalek last year to show the results of what we're going to be doing this year. We've got this suite of things that we need to drill, and then we bring the technology to bear over the top as well.
And talk about leverage here and high-grade discoveries. A market cap of about $120 million. The chairman is none other than the well-known Tim Goyder. Tim doesn't do things by halves. He's obviously there for another big win. He's well familiar with what it takes for a big discovery. Given the $120 million market cap, there's plenty of leverage here if you were to strike a Ranger or another Nabalek.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really about the opportunity for success here and what those sort of, what £24 million at 2% might mean, or what a significant, obviously a Ranger is just a no-brainer for uplift. So, you know, chasing these dreams, this is what we're about. And Tim's modus operandi, wherever he goes, is making sure that the company is well-funded to drill holes, and that's what we're doing. It's all about drilling and it's all about discovery.
There's almost no middle ground here, is there?
No, we don't want to die wondering on this. We're out there. This year, we've got a big budget. We've got a big drill program planned. We've got a lot of holes ready to go that we already know where we want to go, and we know where these projects lead. We're about discovery, not in 10 years' time. We want to do this quickly, and we want to go at it. So that's why we're throwing the meters at these projects.
Now, as an aside, you have some rare earths on the go as well. Is that something you're planning to advance?
Yeah, look, at the moment, our focus is definitely on the uranium story. We like the uranium story. We're getting the intercepts we need to do. The majority, if not all, of our geological focus is driven on making sure and where we can make this Nabalek discovery or Nabalek-type discovery. The rare earth projects in Queensland is a very simple story. There's rare earths and clays that are ionic. It's in North Queensland. It's extensive. It's broad. The results of our drilling that we've announced is good. The rare earth market has softened slightly, but we see that as a great opportunity. But right now, this year, our drive is on what we want to do at Nabalek.
So you're four or five weeks away from the drilling getting started on the uranium, as soon as the rain sort of dries up a bit, and the results will flow pretty fast. I mean, as you say, you're not going to die wondering here. The next 3, 4, 5 months could be rather pivotal, and you would have thought that interest in the stock in the lead up to the start of drilling over the next sort of 4 or 5 weeks will increase. You're off to Adelaide to spread the word around?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Australian market and the ASX market is still coming to terms and still trying to understand what significant uranium project looks like. Significant exploration uranium project looks like is not something that people have seen for 15 years due to the downturn. We're getting that message out there. People want to understand what these results mean. What do the drilling intercepts that we have been reporting mean as far as significance around that? So getting that message out there is really important. When you go to Canada and you talk up there following some of the discoveries over the last decade, people understand that a lot more. And so what we need to do is message really well that we're on the hunt for the big ones down here in a similar province that's capable of producing big deposits, already has delivered big deposits, and we're getting the right signs with the drilling results we get, and that's what we're hunting.
So you're presenting at the Resources Rising Stars conference later this week in Adelaide. You'll be telling the story that be the best part of 300 investors in that room. Uranium is a place that investors are very interested in at the moment, but there's not a lot to choose from, is there? You've got, obviously, at the big end of town, in the backyard of Adelaide, you have Boss just starting production at Honeymoon, but there's limited options for investors who want to restrict themselves to Australian projects.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's not just jurisdictionally, because naturally there's matters with where you can mine uranium, and Northern Territory and South Australia, one of the few places in Australia you can do that. The other thing is very clearly if you're hunting for high-grade, significant uranium deposits, there's only two regions where they're found overall, and that's in the Athabasca Basin and within the Alligator Rivers Uranium Province, and that's where we are. Whereas you go to the Athabasca Basin, yes, there's a lot of explorers up there, but that's the key, right? There are a lot of explorers up there hunting for the next best thing. When you come down to the Alligator Rivers Uranium Province, there's very short limitations around who and what options you have out there. And then when you look at actually who's out there doing the work, who's actually drilling, who's getting on with the job of making a discovery, DevEx stands very much alone in that sort of
category.
It's
a prized parcel of land you've got, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're not just drilling for the sake of saying we're drilling. We're actually drilling because we like what we're seeing with the results that we're getting. We are on the hunt and we're getting a really good smell about these results that we got last year. And this year we're hoping to continue to deliver results and hopefully start to string things together.
Well, I look forward to the presentation in Adelaide later this week. I think there'll be a lot of interest in that, no doubt. And people will really start to wake up to the idea that you're almost going to be drilling, you know, any tick of the clock next few weeks as the rain comes our way, and you're into it. So it's one for people who are invested in uranium or interested in uranium and want some leverage, you want Australian projects and you're into grade, this ticks every box. So we look forward to the presentation in Adelaide, and we'll chase you up as the assays start coming through.
Oh, Paul, my pleasure, and hopefully people can watch what's going on and definitely watch what we're going to be doing over the next 6 months. It's going to be busy times for DevEx.
Thanks, Brendan.
You've been listening to The Whole Truth, a Resources Rising Stars podcast produced by Resource Media, hosted by Paul Armstrong for Reed Corporate. Please note that Reed Corporate does not provide investment advice, and investors should seek personalised advice before making any investment decisions.